Hey, before we start this week's episode, I want to tell you about a new course I have developed that is available now, and it's at a special 50% off rate now until November 1st. I'm doing a soft launch, I guess you could say. The course is designed to help men over 50 who want to start exercising but feel stuck on the couch and in bad habits and in misinformation and ridiculous expectations and all these things that can keep us from making positive change even though we want to. So if that's you or if it sounds like a man in your life, then check out my course. It's called Optimal Aging, A Simple Start to Fitness. I will leave a link in the show notes and I will also post it on my business page, Prime Fit Content. Okay, on with this episode of Optimal Aging, the show for gym and studio owners who want to grow their businesses by serving more people over 50, and now also the show for fitness consumers who want new information and perspective about living their best lives. I'm your host, Jay Croft. My guest this week is Kelly Howard, who leads women into fitness by making it fun and adventuresome. She leads wilderness retreats, hiking and kayaking trips, all kinds of things to get women moving outdoors and start living a healthier, happier life. I love the approach and Kelly's enthusiasm. She's a coach, a podcaster, and an author. Her business website is fitisfreedom.com. That's fitisfreedom.com, which I believe is true. Fitness is freedom. And Kelly promotes fitness consistency with a touch of adventure. Together, we're unstoppable, she says. Fit is our superpower. And this kind of positive messaging is really effective. At least it worked on me. It made me want to talk with Kelly even more than I did before. And in person, she's just as positive. And also, she's brought a gift for you, which she'll tell us about at the end of our conversation. So stick around for that. And here is my talk with Kelly. Kelly Howard, hi, nice to see you. How's it going?
It's wonderful. Thank you for having me here.
I am so excited. We've been chatting for a few minutes before I hit the record button, and I think I have a new best friend already. This is great stuff. I'm excited to share this with the listeners because I love your positive approach and your focus on the idea that fitness is freedom and adventure. You told me that you were just on your way through Atlanta, where I live. You live in Houston, and you were in the Smokies. What were you doing up there?
So yeah, thank you so much for having me and to everybody listening. Thanks for tuning in. This is always fun. So I was up in the Smokies for two reasons. One reason is that I just can't stay away from there. It's my heart home. So I'm always going over there and doing kayaking. But at this particular time, I had a retreat for, I think it was 10 women. We were over there and we were doing a hiking, a little bit of kayaking, a little bit of rafting retreat in the mountains. I love using adventure as kind of that carrot to get fit and get active. Because when you go out there and you get in the woods and you play and you have fun, like life changes and you never go back to the person you were before. And you have so much fun getting to the point that you need to get to be able to do all those things.
Why is that? What about being outdoors and doing things that we don't normally do gets us thinking in a different way?
So many of us at this point in life have spent so much time working, right? It's just kind of like blinders on, get the stuff done, and maybe we're working or taking care of people. We're not really going back to when we were kids and incorporating all the play that kept us moving, that made life light. And to me, if it's not fun, it's probably not worth doing. So doing those things, like having that outdoor activity, is such a big pull. The other piece of it is too, a lot of people think that maybe they can't keep up. Maybe they're going to hold people back. And deep down, it's something they would love to do, but they always say no, because they're afraid they're going to slow people down. And my job is to be like, no way, like you can't slow us down. I mean, you bring so much to the piece. I learned this when I used to do long distance cycling. So I'm not a great cyclist. Like, I'm not a fast cyclist. I'm a long distance cyclist, but not a fast one. It used to drive me crazy because all my friends, I could see them up there in the distance and I'd be struggling, right? I'd be struggling to catch up with them and they'd get to a rest stop and then I'd arrive, right? And they'd get to a rest stop and then I'd arrive. And one day I'm just watching this, like sweating it in my head. Here I am. Kelly's too slow again. And I realized that they got to that rest stop like 8 seconds before me. 15 seconds before me. It's not a thing. And it just suddenly, it just like, sometimes you have those epiphanies in life. Mm-hmm. It hit me. I was like, just drop the whole worry and just enjoy. And for me, that changed my cycling 100%. And that's one of the things that I try and show people is that don't worry about it. Just get out there and enjoy yourself. If you're 5 seconds behind or a minute behind or 5 minutes behind, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I like that. Tell me about this adventure fitness concept. I know a lot of people, when we talk about fitness, we think about going to the gym. So that what you're talking about? Are you talking about hiking? What's your approach?
My approach to fitness, in fact, when I wrote the book, somebody said to me, wow, that is like an anti-workout fitness book. Mm-hmm. And I went, that makes me feel good. Because now I love the gym. And I've always gone to the gym until the pandemic started. I was just a gym goer. It was what I did. And I realized that a lot of people don't love the gym. Mm-hmm. They might learn to love the gym, but first they need to learn to move. Mm-hmm. So in my world, it's a fitness plan, not a workout plan. And that fitness plan includes like some movement, some mobility, some resistance, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to include just like grinding it out somewhere. It has to include something that's fun. Something mm-hmm. that gets you stimulated, something mm-hmm. that makes you go, hey, I want to do that. And one of the things that I think I put it in the book for a cardio workout that I put in there, pickleball. I haven't tried it, but my gosh, like it seems to be like this thing that people are loving and it's a cardio workout.
Sure.
So your workouts can be fun. Your fitness can be fun. It's just a matter of thinking of it that way.
Right.
And then the more you do it, the more you probably get to that point where you want to do more gym workouts and you want to do more of that Pilates and things like that.
But just start. Right. And I've been writing about this a lot lately for this course that I'm working on that we were discussing. And the idea being that people think there's this false dichotomy, I think, that people have in their head that fitness means I got to go to the gym for 5 hours a day and lift weights for 2 hours a day and I can't eat anything fun again and I'm going to be miserable and I better do it or else. Or I can't do that, so I just won't do anything. And the point of what I'm trying to write these days with this course is to just do something. Go for a walk. Take the dog to the park. Go ballroom dancing for all I care. Just do something to start. Yeah. And then as you said, you're going to find that, let's say you do begin ballroom dancing. Well, you know what? A good trainer at the gym can put you on a program that will make you stronger for ballroom dancing, give you more endurance and agility to make you more graceful and to prevent your back from hurting and all these wonderful things that you'll gain from the gym. So it's not that you love going to the gym, it's that you love the life but that you have when you have the strength and endurance and agility, right?
Yeah. It's
but
so true.
Fitness really is freedom. That's a theme I come back to a lot in my material is when we were younger, we thought that it meant having muscles or looking good in a tight t-shirt or whatever those things were. And if you didn't really care about having muscles or looking good in a tight t-shirt, maybe you weren't interested. But now at this stage in life, we need to be able to enjoy ourselves, to have our physical autonomy, to play with our grandchildren, to go on our vacations that we worked so hard for, to continue to beat our brother-in-law at golf, all these things, right? It's freedom.
Yeah, it is freedom. And sometimes people will say to me, oh, you know, that's rather selfish to just like put your fitness first. Like I always tell people, you need to prioritize your fitness. And I'll have people say, that's kind of selfish. I need to take care of all these other people in my life. And to which I say, the truth is that our medical system is designed to keep us alive.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to stay alive for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, barring a few unforeseen things, we're probably going to be alive for a long time. It's up to us to decide how we're going to live that life. Are we going to live it sitting on the couch waiting for the next doctor appointment? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to do all the things that we can do mm-hmm. to really enjoy life and get out there and just thrive? And people are doing it right and left, all ages, all ages. I talked mm-hmm. to a woman the other day who was, I don't know, I'm going to make it up. I think she was like 89 or something. And she just summited some mountain out in the mm-hmm. West. I'm like, yeah, there you go.
You do that. Or not, you know, I write a lot about people doing extraordinary things like that. And then I make the point of writing about people doing ordinary things
too,
because I don't want to climb a mountain, but I want to be able to do the things that I want to do, whatever that is.
Everybody has something different, right? Yeah. That's your North Star. Like, you got to know those things that you really want. Like, I mean, I have clients who, like you just said, have zero interest in climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But what they really want to be able to do is keep up with the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to play with them in the pool and throw them around.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be the cool grandmother or the cool aunt or whatever
That's right.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in dieting, but I do eat pretty well. Like, you know, it's the 80-20 thing. If I can eat well 80% of the time, 20% of the time, I can do whatever the heck I want.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the things that we need to think about, is that if you just focus on the majority of getting a little movement in, having the fun, doing the things that you want to do, eating the things that really make your body happy.
Yeah.
We're on track. Doesn't take that much.
No, it doesn't. And we need to break free from these ridiculous extremes that we've been fed, you know, not only about fitness, but about aging. And women, of course, have it worse than men, I think, for a lot of this. So what are the challenges that you face in getting women on board and getting them moving?
90% of the time when someone comes to me, they say, I want to lose weight. And I'm like, okay, then let's dive in a little bit, because you can lose weight, but how many times have you lost weight in the past and then gained it back? Usually quite a few times. So I had somebody that came to me just recently and she said, I need to lose about 20 pounds. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. how come? She said, well, I've got my daughter's wedding is coming up. I want to look good. I'm like, okay, why do you want to look good? And that was the right question, right? Then it was like, well, because I don't feel like I've looked good for a very, very long time. And it made her sad, which obviously it would make any of us feel sad. And so when you know that, then you know you're not doing the weight loss for the weddings for everybody else. You're doing the weight loss because you want to feel good when you pass the mirror, because you want to feel good and energetic. And so I dove a little deeper and I said, if you felt good, what would you do? And then she's like, I'd be the person who gets on a plane and she's got her suitcase and she doesn't need anybody to help her toss it up above into the overhead mm-hmm. bin. And I'd be the mm-hmm. one going on the cool trips and I'd be having fun. I'm like, well, there you go. Let's focus on that. And if we focus on that, the other stuff will follow.
I like that. Anyway. It's true. If anybody, any trainer out there or gym owner out there has a sales conversation with a prospect and they say, I want to lose weight, you better be saying why. And then say it two or three more times before you get to the real answer, because it's never that they want to lose 20 pounds.
So with her, what we did was I got her on a very specific online program. I am not a personal trainer, not at all. But I know a lot of different modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I can usually tell when I get to know somebody pretty quick what they're going to work with. First, we had to get the junk food out of her life.
Yeah.
She had a husband who loves his junk food.
Mm.
And so we took a cabinet in her house, and that's where all of his junk food went. So he can do anything he wants to in that cabinet and eat any of the junk in there. But, you know, that was his cabinet. And she mm-hmm. just pretended like it didn't exist.
Okay.
She never, ever looked at that cabinet again. So suddenly she took all those options of junk out of her life. Mm-hmm. So that helped right there. And then I got her on one of the online programs that was pretty persistent for her things that were bothering her, like health-wise,
mm-hmm.
and got her started on just resistance. She loved cardio, but it wasn't working for her. We got it started on getting out of the junk food habit. Mm-hmm. And then We got her into the right mindset. I love to say that fitness begins in your head, not in your feet,
Right.
because it's how you're thinking about things. Once she could start focusing on how she was seeing it and what she really wanted, everything changed. It was just a total shift for her. And she suddenly quit worrying about whether or not the dress fit. Right? But the dress ended up fitting pretty darn good. And she looks hot, quite frankly. And she feels amazing.
Well, that's the thing. When they stop focusing on the weight comes off anyway. Because if you're eating better and you're moving more, guess what?
It just happens.
Now, you mentioned cardio, which makes me want to think about strength training because I'm always telling folks they got to tell their women clients to lift weights, and a lot of women don't want to hear that. What kind of resistance do you get? Or is it changing? Are women becoming more open-minded to it?
I think that a lot of the women I work with, something happened during the pandemic where some of them started getting, like for me, it was not enough. It didn't help me. My gym shut down and I just like in a panic state, like a deer in a headlight. I just went out and did cardio for hours a day because that was what calms me down. Didn't work so well for me. But for them, a lot of them started getting home gyms, like getting barbells or dumbbells or whatever at home. Another thing I like just body weight exercises.
The what?
Body weight.
Body weight,
Just
yeah.
starting with body weight or starting with bands. Like all of those
I
things work,
love bands. Yeah.
right?
Tell me, let's talk about body weight. I don't think women know about that enough, or people know about that enough. Is it enough for me to do a little yoga and some push-ups?
Well, quite frankly, now going back to the fact that I am not a personal trainer, but I try all these things on myself. Like I love being a guinea pig.
Yeah.
And so for about 2 months solid, I did nothing but body weight.
Really?
Now, yeah, I mean, nothing but body weight. I have a little bit of a shoulder stuff going on because of all my kayaking. So I had to be a little careful there. But everything else, that's all I did. And I didn't see anything detrimental. And I saw some real improvements in certain areas of my body. If you're doing lunges or if you're doing squats or stuff like that, generally their body weight anyway. It was super effective and I could do it anywhere. And that's why I was doing it, was I was proving to some of my clients who travel a lot and they use the I'm on the road as the excuse. And I was like, okay, 2 months, this is what I'm going to do. Let's see what happens. Worked out just fine.
I love combating the excuses. I don't have time, I don't have money, I'm traveling, I'm busy, blah blah blah. Give me a couple that you run into all the time.
Oh, excuses I get. Well, one of them is what I mentioned earlier is that I don't want to do that because I'll hold people back. That's a huge one. That's just like a total brain mess. I don't have time is probably the biggest second one I get. And for that one, I tell people, okay, if you don't have time, that's okay. But you have to only do 10 minutes. First week, I just want you 10 minutes a day. And then if you want to do 20 minutes a day, go to 20 minutes a day. And then if you want to do 30 minutes a day, go to 30 minutes a day. A body in motion stays in motion, right? So once somebody gets started, even on a 10 minute, they often go longer, 15, 20 minutes. And you just have to bust those myths about no time because like look around. Everyone has the same amount of time. It's just how we use it.
That's right. I saw something on Facebook or Twitter or something that said, if you have time for Facebook, you have time to go to the gym.
When we do our group calls, a lot of times I'll just say to people, okay, turn off your camera and start doing your workout. You can listen while you work out with me. I'm chatting away and their cameras are off and they're doing their workouts. Good for them.
Good for them. I
Yeah.
want to ask you about your adventure. Where did this come from? Where did you get into kayaking and hiking and going and doing and having fun? What's that
Oh,
about? Tell me the story.
so I've always been active, okay? But active's different in different phases of my life. When I was in my 20s, I was a sailboat racer. In my 30s, I started doing long distance skating. In fact, I did the Athens to Atlanta skate 1 year, which is 86 miles in the hills. It was a bear.
Yeah, I bet.
And then when I bought this company that was an outdoor activity club, I realized that the stuff that I did, the sailing, the skating, they're not really things that were normal outdoor activities. Not the cycling and the hiking and the backpacking and all and the kayaking and all that stuff. And I had to figure it out. So like my job when I first bought that company was to get out and try these different things and get better at them than the people who were coming in. Because most people who were coming into the company were they were new at this. So I just got into it and then really loved it. And then, so at that time I was probably early 40s. And I'm reading an article. There's a magazine in it called Texas Monthly. And I'm reading this article, and the guy is talking about the Devil's River. He's talking about running the Devils. And the Devils is this little bitty river, clear river out in Texas that only runs certain times, but it's really beautiful, very remote, and it has white water on it, rapids. And he's telling this story. And I put the magazine down and I said, wow, if I was younger, I would learn how to whitewater kayak. I was just like, wow, I have missed something in my life. And about 3 years later, one of my members in the company said, hey, I did this class, this kayaking class, and it was in San Marcos, and you went down these rapids. And I was like, oh, great, we'll put it on the calendar. So I put it on the calendar, and I realized that it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
I bet.
I couldn't swim. I mean, at the time, I didn't swim at all, and I'm claustrophobic, and I'm stuck in this boat, and I'm terrified out of my mind, and I am hooked. Like, wow, I finally found something that scares me so bad that I don't want to do it, and I want to do it. And that started it. Since then, I am just addicted to rivers. I drive the 14 hours to the Smoky Mountains anytime I can because I've got my boat in my car, and
Wow.
I go play.
So how did you get from that to this company that you have now, what you're doing?
So I sold that company. I sold
Right.
the outdoor company to a friend of mine, and I had helped her start the same company for a younger group. And so then I sold her the other company, and so she had those going on. And I thought, okay, I want to take what I've been doing and apply it very specifically to helping women get active. I had a something that happened that really completely triggered me to do this. So I was leading a hike in Houston, Texas. Houston's very flat, but we have a little bit, we have a few hills, right? We have a few hills. So I'm getting ready to lead this hike. This lady pulls up and she gets out of her car and she has a cane. It's not trekking poles, it's not a hiking stick, it is a cane. And she said, wow, I just wanted to prove to myself that I would get here. Now I'm not going to go hike with y'all, I'll come back in a year. But I just wanted to prove to myself that I would come. And I was like, well, that's great. And you don't know me. You're coming with us. So we did the hike. We took her, we helped her, we got her up and down the hills, you know, all the things. And when we got back, she was like grinning ear to ear. Like she was just so ecstatic. So that was that, except that about 5 years later, I get an email and it's a picture of her. She's at the trailhead of Yosemite Falls. And she's like, yep. Just did Yosemite Falls, took my friends up there, and I'm just getting ready to leave, and I'm heading around the country to hike all the trail, hike all the national parks. I'm
Wow.
like, wow, game changer. I just did all I needed to do in life done. But I
Wow.
want to do that for other people. That was a thing that stuck with me and has carried me through creating this company and writing my book and doing all the things. It just mattered.
Yes, it does. That's a beautiful story. Congratulations. Tell me
Thank you.
about your company and what it is that you provide for women who get involved.
So the company is called Fit is Freedom. And it is basically what we do. 90% of it is group coaching. So I'll get the women come in as a group. They join for a year and we provide support, we provide accountability, we provide knowledge. Not everybody knows how to do this. You're not born knowing how to do all these different things. I work with them one-on-one and I'll be like, here's a suggestion for how a good momentum and movement plan would be for you. And then we just do small group accountability, which really helps. And my job is to get them to what that why was that they wanted when they came in. Sometimes they wouldn't want to also go with me on retreats, but Not all of them, you know. I mean, obviously, I can't take all of them on retreats, but a lot of them just want to get to that point where maybe it's about energy. One of them, it was about sleep. She's like, you know what? I've never slept in my life. I'm like, that's an easy one. We'll wear your butt out. And she sleeps great now. But it's just like all the different pillars in fitness that matter. And
Yeah.
we bring them all together and figure out what people need.
And you do this through group calls?
Yeah, we just do it on Zoom. And
And is this a support group where people come and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I don't know how, I'm not sure, I'm confident about it. What's the nature of it?
actually, that's a great question. Part of it is that I do a training every call. So the training comes out of my online course. It might be about something as simple as how to create a movement plan, or it might be something as simple as or as hard as quitting sugar.
Yeah.
Not quitting sugar for good. Okay. I don't do anything in extremes, but like we do sugar freedom, which is 30 days without sugar. That definitely becomes a support group because
Yeah.
everybody's like, oh my gosh, I'm
Yeah.
having trouble. But I wouldn't call it a support group so much as a ask me a question, let's figure it out. The cool thing about groups is that everybody gets to see what other people's questions are and they realize that they're not alone. Like so much of us and what we're doing, there's almost a shame. There's almost this little shame down inside of us that says, wow, you know what? I should be moving, or I should be losing weight, or I should be eating less, or whatever the should is of the day. And when you see that other people are going through the same thing, you don't feel so alone.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that like blue zones, so blue zones have suddenly become like the thing, right? They've been
Yeah.
around for a long time,
Right.
and it's nothing more than places in the earth where people live the longest. But one of the pieces of that that I think is the outlier piece is the need for community. Don't think we realize how much we need community. And when you're in a group of people who are cheering you on, you have community. You have that, you get that, those endorphins and that love that we need. I mean, I don't think people really want to call it love, but that's what it is. When you've
Yeah.
got somebody else connecting with you, and even if you're on Zoom, you're like, wow, I'm heard.
That's right. And in the blue zones, what's so fascinating about the way they keep people in their communities as they age, it's so different than the way we do it, which is we shun old people, we ship them off somewhere, we don't live near them, we treat them as alien or weak or foreign somehow, and we don't want to be like them. But in the blue zones, you're just part of the community. It's not, you're not the old lady, you're just another person in the community. It's really profound to see it. So I was been familiar with the blue zones for quite a while, of course, but this recent documentary series on Netflix is just beautiful. Have you seen it?
I have,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
man.
Well, tell the folks where they can go to learn more about your services and how they can get involved with you or get in contact with you.
Easiest place, just find me on my website. It's fitisfreedom.com. Fitisfreedom.com. And one of the cool things is Jay is going to give those of you who would like a free copy of my book. It's electronic version, but a free copy of my book. It'll be available, I'm assuming, in your show notes.
Yep.
So you can find me that way too. And the cool bonuses that come with the book, because the book has actually some very cool bonuses.
Oh, well, good.
I worked on them as hard as I did on the book, actually.
How about that? Well, I want to hear more about those things, but yes, I will put your website, fitisfreedom.com, in the show notes, and I'll put the ebook in the show notes and encourage everyone to learn more about it. I really love your approach and your enthusiasm, and it's been a
Thank you.
delight getting to know you.
You too. You too. What a fun day. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show and I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll check out the powerful fitness business training and certifications offered by my friends at the Functional Aging Institute. FAI is the leading authority on how to build a business that's focused on helping people over 50 live their best lives through fitness. Their educational services, networking opportunities, and coaching are invaluable, and the pricing is unbeatable. Just use this special code so they know you're coming to them through me. You can find it on the show notes page and follow the link to learn more. Also, FAI President and Co-Founder Dan Ritchie was our very first guest on Optimal Aging, so reach back to episode 1 for more about the Functional Aging Institute. I'm now thankful for FAI's support as another affiliate sponsor of this show, so you'll be supporting me as well as yourself and this great organization. So thank you. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. Send me an email at jjay@primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and just about anywhere else. So check me out. Love to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.